Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes. Well, you know, we're almost halfway through the big winter slump.
Yeah.
And, you know, nothing sort of rounds out a cold evening than a little sort of a nice little sweet sip to sort of finish off the day.
Yep.
And you've been doing some research here.
I've been doing some sipping. Oh, I love being cozy. It really has. Yeah, the next 2 weeks I'm going to talk about some dessert wines or some fortified wines, if you will. And the first batch I'm going to talk about are some things that you can buy that are imported.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to start with Blandy's Rainwater Madeira.
I haven't had that in years.
Madeira is just a wonder wine. I just love it. It's so gentle, and it's so warming. It's never overstated. And rainwater is exactly, as the name implies, the softest of them all. This one has aromas of butter and brown sugar, lemon peel, and a touch of molasses. And one sip just shows you all you need to know. It's slightly smoky, caramel, apple flavors, a touch of bitter orange, a little bit of earthiness. Really, really nice.
I need to revisit that. I haven't had that in years.
Yeah, and it's not that expensive.
No, it's not.
I think most of these are under $20.
Right.
Here's the real value that I've come across, and I just love this wine. It's Taylor Fladgate's Tawny Port.
Mm-hmm.
And at $15.
It's a deal.
It's a real deal. Taylor Fladgate is one of the great port lodges, and that they can bring you a wine that this quality is just really remarkable. Tawny has this nice combination of fruitiness with some mellow caramel type of thing going on over on top. And then with this one, there's even an extra layer of almost lemon-like acidity floating on top. So I get three different distinct layers going on here.
That's unusual.
It's really cool. It's really cool. And all that, you know, in this $15 bottle. Another type of port, which is sort of the poor man's vintage port, is late bottled.
LBV.
Vintage.
Right.
LBV. Vintage port is when they have a really exceptional year. They have all the grape, all the wine is from that year. And it's usually aged quite some time, and then it's brought out, and it's usually dark and dense and sweet and just so good.
And expensive.
And expensive. But at a fraction of the price, you get the late bottle vintage port where they leave it in wood for a long time and just bottle it just before they sell it. This is the 2006 LBV from Dow's. And I got to tell you, Hugh, this is just a steal. I have a note, buy more. you get flavors and aromas of blackberry syrup, black coffee with a touch of ginger. It's dense. It's multi-layered. The layers are now compressed, but they're going to get better with time.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a delight to drink. And it's more than a close approximation of vintage port. It's very, very...
And what's that one run?
That's about $20 to $25.
That's a deal.
So it's a real deal. If you love vintage port but you don't want to shell out, that's the way to go. Very, very reliable Dow's. Come on, they're really good.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a wine that I wasn't familiar with. I've read about it for a long time. It's a Pinot de Charentes, and it's from the west of France, around the Cognac region. This is made by Pitot, and this is it's a white dessert wine, and it has a touch of Cognac added to it, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
The easiest way to sum this wine up is to say that it's creme brulee in a bottle.
Wow.
Both in aroma and in taste, that's exactly what it tastes like. And it's really cool. Creme brulee is not a terribly sweet dessert, but it's a nice dessert.
Yeah.
And that's exactly the same dynamic that's going on with this wine. I'm going to put all of these on the web. Lots of fun to keep you cozy. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.